This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. All will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. To free the world, to fulfill that promise, let us all unite.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Corporation Nation radio program. My name is Clint Richardson. I will be your host today. And joining me today, by the way, this is a pre-recorded show and will air for the first time on Thursday, November 21st. Joining me today is Dr. Tim O'Shea. Dr. Tim O'Shea has been in the chiropractic field for, I believe, about 19 years, with 19 years of clinical experience. His website is thedoctorwithin.com. That's thedoctorwithin.com. And this website is really a reference site that you can peruse yourself and find all kinds of useful information. Basically helping people since the 1990s in health and holistic medicine. One of Tim's specialties as an author is, of course, the vaccination field. His book, Vaccination is Not Immunization, is actually a fantastic book. It's one of my favorite ways of writing. And in fact, it's a similar to my own style of writing because it uses nothing but fact and peer-reviewed, completely sourced quotes and facts and figures to tell the story of vaccination. I'm a very big fan of this book, and I'd like to welcome Dr. Tim O'Shea to the show. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you very much, Clint. Good to be here.
Absolutely. So you're having to update this book on a continuous basis. You just sent me the updated. Well, it's in a digital format, but you're saying that it sounds like you have to update this so often because so much happens behind the scenes that's outside of the mainstream media. So it sounds like you're in the third edition of Vaccination is Not Immunization, and before that it was called The Sanctity of Human Blood, having, I'm sure, more now, over 300 mainstream references to guide the book. So are you in your third edition? Is that right?
Yeah, it's effectively about the 14th or 15th edition. I just changed the name. And like you said, every year, I only print enough that I sell every year because so much is happening in this field. So every year I put out a new edition, which is a complete rewrite. And I always keep it about the same length, about 200 pages. Because I just wanted to serve as an introduction to the field.
Now, you also do seminars. Now, the first time I actually saw you was a conference with Freedom Law School, I believe. And you were promoting the book and promoting your seminars. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the seminars and what those seminars entail?
Okay. People can find this on my website, thedoctorwithin.com, and go to live seminars and online seminars. And in an effort to stop traveling so much, you see my itinerary. I've been traveling for too many years. People ask me where I'm from. I tell them I live in the airport. And I have full-day seminars on several topics: chiropractic philosophy and neurology, chiropractic adjusting technique, holistic nutrition, and childhood immunology. So I have both live seminars that I do all over the world on those areas, and also I have online video seminars on all those subjects as well, some of which are accredited for continuing education.
Very nice. You've certainly done some fantastic work. Let me ask you this, because this is one of the things I've noticed as I've been going through my own research, and that is the field of chiropractic, seems to be the one field out there. Obviously, it has its roots in holistic medicine, but it seems to be to me that when I am searching for sources and I'm searching for people who use logic and reason to the trivium, basically, to get to their points and to get to the bottom line, it always seems to be chiropractors. Why is it that chiropractors seem to be the only people that make sense to me anymore? Tim, did I?
What? Are you still there?
I think we just had a glitch. Why is it that the field of chiropractic and chiropractors seem to be the only ones coming out with any decent information onto the negative effects of vaccination?
Yeah, you found some of the best websites by those chiropractors that you have found. To answer your question, I think it's that the chiropractic educational model is, by law, it is set up in the same way as the medical doctor's curriculum. We take the same basic sciences as they do. We actually take 6 times more radiology than they do. But where the point of departure is, where they study pharmaceuticals and drugs and toxicology, we study natural ways of healing, including structural, biomechanical, and nutritional ways to cure disease. And so chiropractors, just by their very DNA, are more predisposed to a natural, more effective model of health and health care.
Well, you're also then predisposed to be skeptics. In other words, to actually question what it is that you're going to inject, for instance, into someone's body.
Yeah. We've suffered through one century of being systematically attacked and undermined and attempted to destroy us by the medical model and that whole monolith. So we're kind of immune to, I would like to say that we're more circumspect about propaganda, let's say.
Well, I think what it really boils down to, and correct me if I'm mistaken here, but it really boils down to that you don't have necessarily you're not bound to accept the FDA recommendations for, say, vaccines or other things. You don't have a vested interest in promoting vaccinations and other things like doctors do.
Yeah.
Really what it boils down to.
That's true. That's true. Huh. So I always say, and that's why I always say, for parents, is it really that good of an idea to get all your information about vaccines from the people who make a living selling vaccines?
You know, and that brings up, I wanted to read this out of your book, actually. It's page 179, at least that's my version here. Says, how many, it's a pop quiz, how many drugs does the FDA test per year? And that's a really interesting question, and people won't believe the number of drugs that the FDA actually tests per year. It's quite an amazing number. And we'll answer that after you get a while to think about that. But I bet you'd never guess, really, the actual number. I'd also like to read this, because I find, again, it's a book it's a story that is told with factual evidence. Oh, and we get cut off by the music. Well, folks, we'll be back. Stay with us with Tim O'Shea of TheDoctorWithin.com. We'll be back.
The mission was successfully completed. Reality.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strike hard. Gear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Welcome back to the Corporation Nation. Again, my guest is Dr. Tim O'Shea of TheDoctorWithin.com, a very, very wonderful website that provides a lot of information. I highly recommend it, and I highly recommend this book, which I'm going to read out of right now. This is page 178, actually. It says, The Fox Guarding the Chicken Coop. With a staff of 8,000... and this is probably an older figure, the FDA exerts control over anything that is sold as a food or drug in this country. This covers one out of every $4 spent in the U.S. The words of ex-FDA Commissioner Dr. Herbert Ley echo this today. It says, quote, people, and now remember, folks, this is coming from the ex-FDA Commissioner. Quote, people think the FDA is protecting them. It isn't. What the FDA is doing and what the people think it is doing are as night and day. First, continuing with the quote, first, it is providing a means whereby key individuals on its payroll are able to obtain both power and wealth through granting special favors to certain groups that are subject to its regulation. For a price, one can induce FDA administrators to provide protection from the FDA itself. Secondly, cartel-oriented companies in the food and drug industry are able to use the police powers of government to harass or destroy their free market competitors. Now, Tim, why don't you give us the answer to that previous question? How many drugs does the FDA actually, I mean, we know it regulates all these industries and drugs, but how many drugs does the FDA actually test per year?
Zero. The FDA tests no drugs and no vaccines. They're a regulating agency, not a testing agency.
Well, what the heck does that mean? So you're telling me that everything that the FDA approves, they haven't tested themselves? They don't have a big laboratory somewhere that they're testing? Who the heck's testing all these things?
That's the next question. The next question is, so then where do they get their information that they use to make a decision on whether or not to approve this drug or vaccine? The answer to that question is they get the test results, the testing data from the drug or vaccine company that is applying to the FDA for the approval. That's the way it works.
Very nice. So the seal of approval for any drug really relies on the honesty and integrity of the drug maker. Is that what we're saying?
Yes. Yes, that's right. And it's even more malevolent than that. There's a committee within the FDA called the FDA Advisory Committee, right? And they are made up of 14 members, and they serve these four-year terms. And after a four-year term, well, first I got to ask you, where do you think the FDA Advisory Committee members come from, Clint?
Well, in my experience, I would say it's, of course, the experts are in the corporate field. The leaders in the industry, of course.
What industry?
Why, the pharmaceutical industry.
And then the next question is, and where do you think they go, these members go, after their four-year term has expired? Where do they go then?
Well, it would be the same place that, the Monsanto people go. And that's, of course, you know, into government, then right back out and in a very wealthy position as, say, manager, CEO, vice president, a consultant. There's a lot of consultants out there, isn't there?
Yes, but the point is they go back to the pharmaceutical industry at some level or other. Maybe it would be intergovernmental liaison or whatever. But so they come from the pharmaceutical industry and they return to the pharmaceutical industry after this four-year term on the advisory committee. So do you think they are going to want to antagonize their past and future employers during this period of time where they're on the committee?
Yeah, right. Well, this is similar to most functions in government. It's basically, I call it self-lobbying. In other words, you know, if you know that you're going to have a position of high pay and authority in the very industry you're regulating, of course, you're going to make it easier for yourself when you get back to that industry. You're going to pass. I mean, I've seen with Monsanto especially that they will write the bill or write the law and then become the lawmaker, pass their own law, and then go back to work for Monsanto. So I'm assuming it's the same in the pharmaceutical industry.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah, self-lobbying. It's pretty amazing, really. And, you know, I've harped on this over and over and over, that this is the way your government works. This is government. Government is in a severe, severe conflict of interest, not only as the regulator, but let's not forget that these pension funds and other government investments are in these both national and international companies. So we're talking about a severe conflict of interest when the regulator is also a shareholder, a major shareholder, of the stock they're regulating, the companies, the industries that they're regulating. So definitely, you know, I want to shift gears here and ask you this question. I've been dying to ask you this because I keep hearing this and I haven't really been able to get a straight answer here. But now, we start off vaccinating children at 6 months. Is that correct?
No. The first day of life, they try to give the kids hepatitis B shot, the first 24 hours of life.
I forgot that they started doing that. So my question is, because this is what I keep hearing around the way, is that a child, a baby specifically, doesn't have necessarily an immune system in the first place. That, you know, when you're born and you're growing, you're not born with any kind of system that could respond to a vaccine, if they worked at all, indeed. In other words, your body would not be able to create the immune response to the vaccination until, I don't know, some people say 1 year old, some people say 2 years old, and that's, of course, why the concept of breastfeeding is so important, because that's where you get a lot of your immunity, of course, through the mother. Now, is that a true statement, that by injecting a 0 to 1 year old child that they can't even react properly? If the vaccine worked, they wouldn't be able to.
The point is, no child is born with an intact immune system. No child is born with an intact immune system. The immune system of the newborn is virtually struggling into just a rudimentary state of existence during the first 2 years of their life. And this is why most countries, they will not vaccinate before the age of two. This is the only country in the world, the United States is the only country in the world, that by age two, our children have already had 36 vaccines. Actually, it's before 18 months. Our children have had 36 vaccines. And so, you know, you're on the right track there. The problem with vaccines, as you say, is the children's body has not developed even the basic human ability to be able to attack, repel, identify invaders and pathogens. And so it's all theoretical. It's theoretical that vaccines are going to do something advantageous to this new being who has no built-in immune system, having developed yet.
Hi. When we get back, we'll continue our interview with Dr. Tim O'Shea, the doctor.
We don't have enough to eat. Shoe the children with no shoes on their feet. House the people living in the street.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Our infrastructure is failing, and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
All right, folks, welcome back.
Empty your mind.
We're in the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm Clint Richardson. Your host with me is Dr. Tim O'Shea of thedoctorwithin.com. Again, thedoctorwithin.com. You really need to check out this website. I think it's an invaluable resource for folks. Tim, thanks for joining me today. So we know that essentially newborn children do not have the capability of necessarily producing the antibody response that is intended with vaccines. My question to you is probably more important question is, has there ever been, because, you know, I searched and searched and could not find, has there ever actually been a peer-reviewed, double-blind, placebo-based study, the only proper scientific study that should be happening with any type of, reasonable unvaccinated control group, which I know that they would say is unethical. It's unethical not to vaccinate somebody. But has there ever been a double-blind, placebo-based, peer-reviewed study that shows the efficacy and effectiveness of vaccines? Dr. Tim, I think we lost you again.
Am I here?
Yeah, I think we just turned down the volume. Go ahead, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, to answer your question about has there ever been a peer, peer-reviewed study with an unvaccinated control group. I was just discussing this same issue with Dr. Andrew Wakefield a couple months ago. I had an opportunity to interview him, and he said, of course, that cannot happen because they know what the outcome would be. I mean, this is the most amazing thing, you know, and in the media, the type of media world that we live in today, it's getting more and more difficult to cover up this very obvious fact that the unvaccinated child is quantum level more healthy than the vaccinated children. You know, I have this little section on my website. It's called Parents of Unvaccinated Children. And, you know, I've been collecting it for years, just names of people who, parents who haven't vaccinated their children. And in order to get on this list, you have to state that your child has not been vaccinated, that your child is extremely healthy, and also that your child is much healthier than all his peers vaccinated children, right? All the vaccinated children. And so it's just 100% of the time when I would, you know, in the last 12 years when I've been traveling around the world lecturing, people would come up to me and they'd say, oh, thanks for writing your book, Dr. O'Shea. You know, I didn't vaccinate my kids. And I would always say, the thing that I always say is, really? And tell me, how is the health of your unvaccinated child compared with your friend's vaccinated children? And 100% of the time, the answer comes back, are you kidding? My kid is way healthier than my friend's kids. They're always getting sick, da-da-da. But not just sometimes, Clint, every single time. So this is really a masterpiece of marketing and media control, that people still think that vaccines are safe, necessary, and effective today, when anybody who knows anybody with an unvaccinated child knows just the opposite.
Well, yeah, I completely concur with that. I mean, I so is the answer then basically an unparalleled no, that no real study. Not only could a study happen, but like I said, they would think that kind of study is unethical, because it would mean that you would actually not purposefully not vaccinate somebody, correct?
No,
I mean, that would be unethical.
No. That's the excuse, that it would be unethical. They don't care what's ethical and what's unethical, which is obvious by the 68 vaccines we give our children. That's the cover story for why they don't. The real reason that no control group that is unvaccinated can ever be used in a peer-reviewed study is that they know what the outcome would be. The unvaccinated children would be much healthier than the vaccinated children every single time. In fact, that's why I was talking about Wakefield. He told me that a colleague of his had designed a study exactly like that with an unvaccinated control group, and it was very inexpensive. It only cost $1 million, which is like nothing for a clinical trial. And he turned that into the FDA for approval, and they didn't even favor him with a response.
Well, I mean, why would they? They've already got a system down where, you know, I mean, let's take the flu vaccine as a good example of this, because, you know, they're releasing the flu vaccine for the winter strain of the flu virus, which is completely a guess, because, you know, I've got every single health expert, quote unquote, from the WHO to the Secretary of Human Services, saying that the flu virus is one of the most, if not the most, unpredictable viruses, and it morphs at the drop of a hat. So in order to even guess what the flu strain is going to be, it would take a long time. So here's the problem. We have vaccines for the next year's flu virus that are completely a guess at what that strain is going to be. And yet they're coming out in August before the flu season even begins. And in this way, that shows you right there that absolutely no testing has been, no testing could be done on a vaccine for the current year's flu, because it comes out before the flu season even starts.
That's right. Each year, you're exactly right there. Each year, the flu vaccine contains three strains of influenza. And it's just like you say, at any given time, there are hundreds of strains of influenza virus throughout the country. And just like you say, too, they're mutating constantly, not only within the same region or demographic, but even within the same person. So the FDA, they make a choice, or it's the vaccine manufacturers. They make a guess, their best guess of which three strains will be the most prevalent the following season, and that's what they use to make the vaccine. That's the first problem, so they couldn't possibly be effective even if vaccines worked and the whole theory of vaccines worked. But this is worse yet. It's worse yet, Clint, because they don't actually put the full-on strain of the wild influenza virus into the vaccine because they believe in the germ theory, and that would cause the flu, right? So they do a man-made laboratory mutated attenuation of the original wild virus. That's what they put in the vaccine, which could not possibly create any immunity on a mass scale.
It's just an amazing. And so they basically have a free get out of jail card every year where they just create the same basic vaccine every year, and no safety testing is required at all then.
A lot of chiropractors that I know, they have a chart in their office and they make two columns. In the first column, they have a list of people who get the flu, and in the second column, they have a list of people who get flu shots, and it's almost always a one-to-one correspondence.
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. Well, let's get back to, you know, I've always been really curious about, I know some other people have interviewed Dr. It was Andrew Wakefield, correct? He of course, was demonized for his research study into the connection between autism and vaccines, which, you know, should be fairly a foregone conclusion at this point for anybody, as you see the numbers and you see the historical data of all these vaccines coming in. How is Dr. Wakefield doing as far as after being completely thrown under the bus by the industry? And was his study really as horribly evil as the mainstream media said it was?
On my website, thedoctorwithin.com, under chapters, I edited this interview, and anybody can read that. It's called Andrew Wakefield, A Lesson in Ethics. In addition to that, the video interview that I did of him a couple months ago, I'm just completing the editing of that, and that will be free on the video section of my website. But the short version to answer your question is, yes, he was vilified and completely destroyed professionally. He was thrown out of England. He was one of the most respected world-class gastroenterologists in London until his famous article in The Lancet came out. And all he said was a possible connection between the MMR vaccine and autism needs further study. That's all he said. That's all he ever said.
And of course, as with so many researchers that come out against the for-profit industry, they get their credentials taken away. It's a really sad state. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid. Cow Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Well, maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world. And so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
Hi, Bugs. Welcome back.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
Again, my guest today is
Dr. Be curious about many things. Think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.
Sorry, how dare I try to cut off Mr. Rogers and his infinite creepy wisdom. Today my guest is Dr. Tim O'Shea from TheDoctorWithin.com. Now, again, one of the reasons that I wanted to interview Tim today is because he does put out this information. He throws these seminars, but he also treats, we have to be careful, of course, because we're talking about words that are highly regulated, like cure and heal. You know, we have to be very careful what we say in the legal realm of the American Medical Association. Otherwise, we tread on a copyrighted business, on a patented thing called healing and curing. Of course, we know that there's certain rules that say only cancers can only be cured through three specific things, radiation, surgery, or chemotherapy, and everything else is basically illegal, which should be enough to tell you that there's something very, very, very wrong going on. But Tim, you actually have protocols and basically diet systems that are specifically geared towards a certain people. You have a detoxifying diet plan for people, but you also have one for specifically geared towards autistic kids. Is that correct?
Autism detox protocol.
And how does that work exactly? What are you detoxing?
Okay, first of all, when you're using the term autism, it's a funny word. It's not that the people who have done all the research connecting vaccines and autism are saying that vaccines are the only cause of autism. It's just that they are proven to be a primary cause, and especially the MMR vaccine and the mercury-containing vaccines, thimerosal in vaccines. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming for the connection between thimerosal, which is the type of mercury in vaccines, and neurological disorders like autism. That's a no-brainer. So here we had this huge demographic of children appearing in the late 90s, right after we tripled the number of vaccines that we were giving to children. And so the government refuses to acknowledge any possible connection. They say this is some kind of accident. They say, we don't know where this came from. We have no idea. We refuse to spend one dime studying where autism came from, even though at first it was one child in 250 are autistic. Now, recently, the CDC released figures, one child in 50 in the U.S. is now autistic, but we don't know where this is coming from. We refuse to spend any money studying it. Oh, but yes, the one thing we do know is there is no possible connection between autism and vaccines. So parents of autistic children are pretty much on their own, and all these protocols have emerged within the past 15 years, each one claiming to improve the condition of the autistic child. And so a lot of them are very expensive, very theoretical, and high profile. But the thing that a lot of them, most of them, the legitimate ones have in common is the concept of chelation. So we know that mercury, for example, and aluminum, which are in vaccines, are toxic heavy metals. They don't belong in the human body. They have an affinity for brain tissue, particularly the formative brain of the young child. And so chelation is the process by which we have the child take combinations of herbs which are classically known to be able to bind these heavy metal ions and to escort them out across tissue barriers that they couldn't escape through on their own. And that's called the process of chelation. So my very simple program is a very simple traditional diet, no trash, no junk foods, no white sugars, no pasteurized dairy, and then a group of chelating supplements. And so it's very easy to find on my website. It's under chapters. It's called the Autism Detox Protocol.
And what kind of successes have you seen with that?
There's the thing. People who have programs like this, they have anecdotal stories. There's no formal peer-reviewed studies of, you know, this percentage of kids do this and have this percentage of, you know, that would require millions of dollars in follow-up testing, peer-reviewed studies, which you wouldn't be able to get published anyway. So I can just say that it's something that supports the child at the cellular level. These formulas are proven to, they're traditionally known to be able to remove heavy metals from the brain, which is a principal cause of the autism spectral disorder. Everybody agrees on that. And I will put this low-profile, inexpensive protocol up against any of the others on a case-by-case basis any day of the week. But nobody really has time or money really to follow up and be able to claim, oh, yes, this will work 90% of the time. Because, you know, each case is completely different. It's like comparing snowflakes. The autistic kids are so different, every one of them.
Well, yeah, and you know, there's a large group of people out there that believe that this is a purposeful effort to induce this autistic stage, and that they're actually trying to perfect that to make a workforce that doesn't mind doing repetitive actions. Now, that's of course my own mind working, but. It does, you know, I have seen quotes by many, many high-order politicians and corporate heads that are just dying, literally, to hire as many autistic children and adults, especially, as they can. This seems to be the new fad in hiring, which is hiring, and you know, any type of spectrum disorder like this. And it's kind of frightening when you start thinking in that term, that this is a purposeful effort to actually not only dumb down, but to, well, harm children in this way so that when they are adults, they are actually more manageable. And of course, that sounds crazy to the average person, but, you know, the more I look into this, the more I think, well, yeah, I mean, What could possibly be the reason for doing this? What could possibly be the reason? It can't just be a profit model. It can't just be a vested interest. There has to be something else to this. I don't know. Any thoughts on that? Volume.
Am I on now?
There you go.
Yeah. For years and years, I used to hear things like that, and I would think to myself that that's a bunch of conspiracy theory nonsense. But as time goes by and I see more and more, now it's just self-evident that this kind of thing is going on. Population control, dumbing people down, keeping people complacent and sheep-like, yeah, that's all obvious. But Clint, you got to remember here, the economic motivation alone, even without control of people's minds, is something significant. I'll just give you some basic figures, but in 1993, for example, we only spent $3 billion on vaccines in the entire world. $3 billion on vaccines in the entire world in 93. Today, it's far in excess of $50 billion per year globally, and it's on the way up. So the economic motivator is pretty obvious as well.
Well, sure, and even if this was just saline water that we were injecting into people, the point is it's a for-profit model, knowing that it doesn't actually work and that it causes side effects, or maybe they're purposeful effects. That's the worst part of this. We're going to get into that one. So stay with us, folks. We're in the Republic Broadcasting Network with Dr. Tim O'Shea on Corporation Nation.
Financial